Reagan gambled and lost today in the Republican-controlled Senate on one of his long-standing goals, passage of tax breaks for parents who send children to private schools. Phil Jones reports the vote stirred up the same old arguments, but with hotter-than-ever passions.
As far as the Senate vote was concerned, it was a political shellacking for the president. By a vote of 59-38, the Senate gave an emphatic no to Mr. Reagan's request to allow parents of private school pupils a tax credit for up to half of the tuition expenses. Only those with taxable incomes of above $60,000 would have been excluded. Ronald Reagan has always supported tuition tax credits. He campaigned on the issue in 1980.
Non-public education, the parochial schools, are a great part of our educational system, and I'm not going to let that system be destroyed.
Since becoming president, he has made it a point to visit a private school to show he has not forgotten his commitment. But yet, he was nearing the end of his term, and he hadn't even been able to get Congress to vote on the issue. So the president leaned on the Republican-controlled Senate to allow a vote, and there was the president on camera pledging his best. But that best wasn't good enough. 24 Republicans even said no to their president.
To come on with a program that is a brand new one, that is going to cost close to $1 billion additional dollars a year, just plain doesn't make sense financially.
Republican Dole, who supported the president, stopped short of calling today's result a failure for the president.
It was a sharp blow to the future of tuition tax credits. There's going to have to be a lot of work done in the Senate and even more done on the House side if they really want to pass tuition tax credits in the foreseeable future.
Although recent public opinion polls show a slight majority favoring tuition tax credit, it is clear that a strong majority in this Congress views it as a threat to the public school system. Phil Jones, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
In Boston, the first hurrah of the white working class on